We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this guy's crazy. He's got a lawsuit going in the city of New York against the city council censoring him. He was on the ground yesterday calling out 9/11 for being an inside job, false flag. He joins us on the Alex Jones Show now. You know, I wanted to start with your lawsuit and the free speech issue, but you do have the iconic, what used to be, skyline of New York City behind you. You know, this is one of the great things that you've been able to do as well, not just kind of penetrate the political world with your comedy, but you've brought up the 9/11 issue to, I believe it was Eric Trump or maybe it was Laura Trump you brought it up to. You've been able to bring it up on mainstream news interviews that you've done, and then yesterday on the ground. To me, and I said this yesterday on my show, Alex, I think the 9/11 issue is actually the most important issue. I think it's even more important than the Epstein list. And I think if we got the truth about 9/11, it would have the greatest impact, better than even the truth about the Epstein client list. What do you think? You've been pushing this into the mainstream for a couple years now.
Well, Owen, thank you for having me. And yes, you know, the clip I think you're referring to is I asked Laura Trump and I asked my biological stepfather, Tucker Carlson. But the clip that went viral is I asked Vivek Ramaswamy if he believes the government lied about 9/11. And he said, yes, he does believe that. And he referenced the 28 pages redacted from the 9/11 commission report that we speculate, shows Saudi Arabia's involvement, maybe Israel's. We don't know because the pages are redacted. But my point is, when it comes to 9/11, you are exactly correct. I mean, the Epstein list would be great, but so many people died. And after the Epstein thing, we didn't get the Patriot Act, where now they have warrantless search and seizure of our phone calls, and they can say that we're domestic terrorists, yet they'll let in as many Haitians as they want, eat all of our house cats in Ohio. So I don't know. I do think it's very important, because what this did was this created a domestic surveillance operation and took away a lot of our, Bill of Rights in the process.
Not to mention the multi-trillion-dollar spending that we've had in the Middle East with the military-industrial complex, and for what? It hasn't benefited us at all. It hasn't helped lead to any peace at all. And so but here's where I kind of stand, because I was saying this yesterday. My question is, where does the average American stand on this? For me, you know, when I had people try to bring up, let's say, 9/11 conspiracy or truth, however you want to say it, for years, I would just kind of slough it off. I'd say, oh, you're crazy. If any of that was true, the media would tell me, right? I'd hear it on the news, or, you know, the government would tell me, obviously. You know, this was while I was still asleep in a trance, you know, caught up in the sports matrix. And so then once I saw the media was lying and our politicians were lying, for me it was 2012, then it's like, okay, you start to revisit all this stuff and you realize, oh, well, gee, I mean, maybe they did lie about 9/11. They lied about this. So we've been lied to so much in recent years. It's been so obvious. I mean, just look at the recent story with the migrants, the Haitian migrants in Springfield eating the cats, eating the dogs, eating the geese. They said, nope, that's not happening. Well, it is happening. So people are saying, oh, gee, they lied about that. They'll lie about everything. In 2001, it would be unpatriotic, I think, is how people were. They were scared. They didn't want to question 9/11. It would be unpatriotic. They couldn't believe it. It was such a deadly attack, such a devastating attack. Where do you think we're at now? Do you think the average American that probably, like me, for years would have discounted 9/11 conspiracy theories, truths, do you think the average American, after realizing how much the media lies, the government lies, do you think they're ready to revisit 9/11? Do you think they're ready to accept we were lied to about that?
Well, it's kind of weird, Owen, because you know this. If you ever bring up Flight 93, most people, the flight that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, which is kind of weird that Joe Biden, you know, it's not weird that he's there, but he puts on a Trump hat there. That was insane. But going back to 9/11, even if you ask just a normal person, they'll say, oh, that plane was probably shot down. But sadly, the cognitive dissonance is so strong that the people know the government lies to us. They know that there are different levels of classified information that a normal citizen will never be privy to, yet they still trust the government. So I really and truly, after I did this speech, I had there's a friend of mine. He's 20 years old. He goes to Pace University. He's just a big fan. He's helped me film videos. He was in class. Him and I were going to go film a video after. And I showed him that. And he's born and raised in Manhattan. He's like, why would you say that? 9/11 was so bad. He had no idea, not only of the conspiracy, but he didn't even know the official story that George Bush and Condoleezza Rice were both briefed in August, less than a month before the terror attacks, and warned that, hey, there's this plan to fly planes into buildings. Now, the conspiracy theorist in me thinks, oh, well, they were warned and they just disregarded that, knowing that the plan at the end of the day was going to invade Iraq and make sure the Project for New American Century was signed. So I just, the official story doesn't make sense. So I'm actually worried that young kids don't know. They know the meme, 9/11 was an inside job, but they don't know about Larry Silverstein. They don't know about Tower 7. So sadly, I think just like the Trump assassination that happened just the other day got memory hold, 9/11 is going to get memory hold too, sadly.
You know, you just brought up, I'm pretty sure it's basically mainstream news reports now that Israel had intelligence of 9/11 and just didn't share it with us. And they play this game where they say, oh, well, because the way Bill Clinton set up the intelligence agencies, they weren't able to share information with them. I mean, give me a break. If you know there's about to be a massive terror attack that's going to kill 3,000 people, you're going to sit here caught up in bureaucratic red tape and not going to stop it? Give me a break. But I'm pretty sure it's mainstream news now even that Israel intelligence stood down on September 11th and had knowledge of the attack. But to me, that's just half the story. Clearly, it was a bomb that hit the Twin Towers. Clearly, there was a controlled demolition aspect on all three of the buildings that went down that day. I mean, you know, people want to have this debate, and it's like, don't believe your own lying eyes. Well, where's the plane in Pennsylvania? Where's the plane that hit the Pentagon? But somehow people can't even come to that truth. They can't even look at the video of the Pentagon. There's clearly no plane, and they can't even deal with that. But you know what it reminds me of? There's the movie, and it's a great movie, but this is kind of what it's like, and I think this is maybe how, you know, some of these corrupt government bureaucracies or deep state agents or, I mean, even secret societies, if you want to say, it's like the Nightcrawler movie where they know something's going to happen. They know something's going to happen, but they let it happen because, well, hey, I'm not involved in it. I'm just here filming it. You know, I'm not involved in it. I'm just here with the plan afterwards to what to do afterwards. So it's like there's definitely a Nightcrawler aspect to this where they at least let things happen because they've got plans afterwards.
Well, you know, it's called problem, reaction, solution. You know, they already have the solution. So, you know, they love when a problem happens. I mean, Hillary Clinton said never let a good disaster go to waste. I mean, I might have misquoted her, but that's basically what she said. So, yeah, no, they like bad stuff to happen. But when it comes to the Pentagon, the most secure building in the world, it had 1,000 cameras pointed at it. They give us 3 frames and you don't even see a plane in that frame. And just the fact that these untrained pilots were able to do maneuvers that even the most skilled pilots say that they couldn't do. These terrorists, some of them had their home address was at one naval base. You know, it just none of this makes sense. And then on top of that, we all blamed it on Saudi Arabia, but we went and invaded Afghanistan. So like this isn't even conspiracy. This is just like, wait, Saudi Arabians did this, according to the official story. Yet we went and fought a war with Afghanistan. So I don't know. I think people just not calling myself smart, but I think people are too stupid to even connect those dots, or they just don't want to connect those dots. It's like a homework assignment they don't want to do. And really, 9/11 should be something that's studied in college classes, and there should be debates about it. But I don't think that'll ever happen. But this is how I know 9/11 is an inside job or conspiracy. Even that pig, Rosie O'Donnell, no disrespect, I'm not that thin myself. She was a 9/11 truther. She was going around talking about how Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother, owned the company that did security in the Twin Towers. She was the one, you know, screaming and crying about it. So if that loony leftist believes it was an inside job, it probably was an inside job. So I don't know. I am losing hope because there's not enough celebrities. Even then, we at least had Charlie Sheen, Rosie O'Donnell, tons of celebrities saying this doesn't sound right. But now it's just kind of forgotten. People have moved on.
Well, and that's why I dedicated a lot of my show yesterday to it. And I'm dedicating a segment with you because it can't be moved on from, because we still don't have the truth. And again, I think it's so powerful. I mean, the optics of it, and then the propaganda afterwards, and then the wars, and then the never forget, and it's like all of it. And when you realize that it's all based on a lie, but see, there's a level of it that just shows this is how the propaganda works. I mean, it really shows how powerful the propaganda is, where, like you said, it was Judicial Watch that had to file a FOIA request to get one video of the Pentagon that day. And it's a shot right where the wall gets blown up. And I share this on my X account. It's been seen millions of times. And Alex, people watch that video and they say, oh yeah, there's a plane. And I'm just like, how are you there? How is the propaganda so powerful? I guess you tell a lie enough, it becomes the truth. How is the propaganda so powerful that you can sit there and your eyes can see there is no plane, but you say, yeah, that's a plane that hit the building?
Well, it's kind of like David Murr saying, well, we talked to the city manager and they're not eating cats. So people see that on TV and they believe it, because most people aren't on Twitter like you and me. And most people aren't searching this stuff out. So if they tell them something on the TV, whether it's David Murr in a debate or it's anybody, you know, talking about 9/11, people just believe it. They say, oh, well, this is a socially acceptable narrative, so this is what I'm going to say. They actually don't think for themselves. They have these thoughts basically implanted through their brain, through brainwashing, like repetition, like you just stated, where they don't even want to know the truth. People don't want to know. People don't want to get into it. And that's where I'm just so frustrated, because for me, you and I are about the same age. When I watched those towers go down, that was like a snuff film, watching those people die, people jumping off the, you know, 92nd floor. It was incredibly traumatic. I would argue one of the most traumatic moments in my life, seeing my dad cry for the first time as a young kid. My dad never cried. I never saw him cry. And I remember seeing him crying 9/11, being like, what the hell? And that was the first time I ever felt really vulnerable. Even though I was only 14 at the time, I still felt very vulnerable. And that's just the sad reality, that you and I had to go through that. And now we're 23 years later, where a lot of society is older, they don't care, and too young to even be a part of it. So I'm happy that you're going to talk about it. I'm going to continue to talk about it. But until we get like somebody to admit something happened, that's why we need Donald Trump, who said on the day of the attacks that he thought there was bombs there because he saw the explosions in 1993 and that they were able to withstand those explosions. So unless Donald Trump, you know, declassifies all the JFK stuff and declassifies the 9/11 stuff, I don't know how we're going to ever change the narrative because of the mainstream media creating it. And obviously they lie because that's in their best interest.
Well, I do wonder if Donald Trump himself isn't a 9/11 truther. And I mean, I guess part of me kind of like hopes that that's like his deepest, darkest thing. And like that was the most personal thing to him, being in New York City, helping building that skyline, knowing friends that worked in that building. I mean, hell, from his own penthouse, he stared at the Twin Towers every day. So part of me kind of hopes like what is the real dark MAGA? Donald Trump still trying to get revenge for 9/11. Like, to me, that's like the real dark MAGA. But I don't know. Maybe that's just wishful thinking. But he did say, we played the interview yesterday, he did say his natural instincts were to say that, yeah, there were bombs that blew up that building. And to me, it's clear. You know, the Ukrainians flew a drone bomb into a Russian skyscraper just a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you saw it. It was last month. It looks the exact same. It literally looks the exact same of the planes going into the Twin Towers. It's clearly a bomb, but that's what's so crazy. It's like, no, don't believe your own lying eyes. The government told me it was the plane. The media told me it was the plane. And so we'll kind of round it back to today. But this is what's crazy, because this shouldn't be a partisan thing. But, okay, you had Bush and Cheney in the White House at the time, right? And then they launched all these wars in the Middle East. That's what got Obama elected, was being anti-Bush-Cheney wars in the Middle East. The liberal left would say that Dick Cheney was one of the biggest war criminals of all time, if not all time. Now he endorses Kamala Harris, and they want to throw him a parade.
That shows you how finicky these people are. Now they love Dick Cheney. You know, everybody jokes about Dick Cheney, how he shot his friend in the face, got us in all these unnecessary wars, and now they're happy that he's supporting Kamala Harris. That just shows you how dumb we are as society and how finicky we are. One day we hate you, the next day we love you. But I guess that's why America's great, because we have short-term memory. I mean, you know, if you just look into going back to 9/11, though, you know, you guys just showed that graphic. We weren't able to find any black boxes, but yet we were able to find two of the terrorist passports. Like, it's just none of this makes sense. And you don't even have to go that deep. You can go just below the surface, like very below the surface. And then all of a sudden you start hearing things and seeing stuff. And just like the video you're showing, the words that they're saying is so crazy. He's saying hit, kite, steal, almost referencing the attack as it's going on. This is one of the most insane. I don't know if you have the audio for this video, but you know this video. You're playing it on your program, but this is one of the most insane. We're talking about not crazy conspiracies, knowing that, you know, they found the passports, you know, knowing that we started a war with Afghanistan and with Saudi Arabia. But now if you want to get into the weird conspiracies about it, David Rockefeller is pictured with, you know, his watch was set to 9/11 when he was taking this picture, talking about them breaking ground on the towers, and that picture is taken in 1967. And then the conspiracy of this, when George Bush is in this classroom and they're saying weird words like hit, plane, steal, kite. Yeah. Let's read these words the fast way without making a mistake. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Get ready.
Kit.
Yes, kit. 60 on page 153.
And then the fact that they whisper in his ear and they don't even pull him out of the thing. I mean, that's like, you don't have to cause a panic, but it's like, Mr. President, we gotta take you out here. We may have just had a terror threat. And he stays in the room to finish the book reading? I mean, come on.
And that book is called My Pet Goat. I mean, what the hell? What kind of Illuminati ritual are we doing? They're doing, they love to worship goats. They like Baphomet with the devil's horns. And, you know, this is, we're getting in the woods of the conspiracies, but this is what makes it interesting, because it doesn't make any sense that they wouldn't just rip him out of that classroom. He sits there and reads a book, My Pet Goat. It was almost like he was doing some sort of satanic ritual. And, you know, call me crazy, but I've seen too much stuff to believe that these people aren't sickos that will murder people and kill people just to create trauma-based mind controls so that they have more power over their population. I mean, look at the pandemic. 9/11 was terrible. The pandemic was terrible. They don't care. None of these people care. They want to keep doing it. They're looking for their next psychological operation that they can do on the American people. But because they have cell phones now, they can't really fly planes into buildings. And speaking of, this is a pre-planned thing. Operation Northwoods was a declassified CIA plan to hijack planes and to crash them into their own buildings so we could start a war with Cuba. So, I mean, I'm just very, very hopeless sometimes, Owen, with all of this insanity that we live in, and just I don't know what I'm gonna do sometimes. I guess I just try to worry about the things I can control, and I try not to wake too many people up. I know InfoWars has woken me up, and I know I've tried to wake people up, but unless you want to be awake to this, it won't work. You know, the brainwashing is too strong.
Well, that's what I always said. It's something is going to have to happen. It has to happen organically, right? Like, for me, people trying to come in and, let's say, red pill me, it was going on for years, because really I became a professional broadcaster in 2011. And so you start to meet a bunch of different people. And that's when really some 9/11 truthers and, you know, media's lying to you and stuff tried to get me on that train. Before that, maybe it was just friends and family. But then it's like, once you see it for yourself, for me, it was the media lying. And after the Boston Marathon bombing, the FBI, the CIA lying, the media covering up, it was just like, oh my gosh, this is all a lie. And then it was just like, okay, what else is a lie? Let's go back in time. Let's look at everything. So it has to be something organic. For a lot of people, it was the pandemic. But see, you just hit it. That's such a key aspect, because what's coming next? It's all this psychological warfare, like beating you down. There's the Twin Towers, they've fallen. There's the Twin Towers on fire. There's the plane blowing it up with the bomb. And it's just the powerful optics, and then the propaganda, and then the war on terror. And, oh, these people want to kill you. And they put you in that trauma-based mind control. And then still to this day, you can watch a video. Clearly, there's no Boeing 747 hitting the Pentagon. I mean, the thing doesn't even have enough. The mark in the building isn't even long enough for the wingspan. I mean, you can go on and on for days. And then it's the same thing with the pandemic. Oh my gosh, look at the shows on TV with all the red numbers going up and the death and the death count and then the people in the hospital beds and oh my God. And then they hit you with that trauma-based mind control, and then boom, they hit you with the vaccine that gives you the heart attack. I mean, so it's like, what's the next psychological operation? But the good news is, once you've broken it, you never go back. You know, it's like being able to read a foreign language or something, or like understand a foreign language. It's like once you get it, it's kind of always there. And so now you can recognize it. Like, you know immediately, oh, I'm not getting that vaccine. So, I mean, it just kind of becomes a learning process. But I would say for you, you say, well, you know, what do I do? For me, I just changed from sports to politics. I feel like for you, you've just kind of like become the insanity. I mean, right? You go to the thing and you dress like a nurse and you do the weird COVID vaccine dance with the hand sanitizer, or, you know, you go out and you do your... So to me, I mean, I look at what you've done and I'm like, well, you've kind of just become the insanity to kind of bring people into your content, and then you kind of bring them along on some of the other stuff.
Well, listen, you're exactly right. I'm like Nightcrawler. I'm trying to do problem, reaction, solution like them, play at their own game. And that's why I try to go create the news, like when I go to these city council meetings. But, you know, this is the next PSYOP that I'm really worried about. And, you know, this is why I say you can't worry about the things you can't control. But, you know, I fly nearly every weekend. I'm about to get on a plane. These Boeing planes, one of them, and I hope I'm wrong, is going to crash soon. They're going to do a plane crash. Why? I guess they want people to not be encouraged to travel. They want to keep us in our homes. But they're going to do something with one of these airlines, and then the airline's going to go out of business. I think that is the next quick psychological operation. Now, there is going to be, and I hope and pray to God this does not happen, an aircraft disaster in the future in order to scare people from traveling. And then they'll create some other psychological operation, a new pandemic or something else will happen. And people will be like, well, I'm done with those airlines. And we'll just stay home and live in their quote unquote 15-minute cities that they basically want us to live in. So I am worried. Like that's why I do get worried, because I fly. I think there's going to be, and I hope I'm wrong, I say this, I keep saying it, I think there's going to be a disaster in the sky soon. There's just too much foreshadowing. Killing the Boeing whistleblower, the guy's wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt, that guy wasn't suicidal. I mean, nobody wears a Tommy Bahama shirt that's suicidal. So, you know, it's very scary, Owen. And my mom got caught up in the pandemic, and I'm always worried that I can get caught up in the next operation that they're trying to run on the American people.
You know, I've kind of had a similar thought, and I think my path to the thought was a little bit different, but the conclusion was the same. They don't want you flying anymore, right? They don't want you traveling the country or the world anymore. They want you to get used to the aspect of a 15-minute city, and then after that, it'll be just in the pod, and they'll just have a little tube that runs the bug meat right to you in the pod. But, you know, you get your Netflix subscription right there on the screen in your pod for you, and that's, you know, that's how you're supposed to be happy. But you're saving the planet from climate change is kind of the ultimate backdrop that they want you to have. Like, oh, I'm a hero, I'm saving the planet, and you're like a frickin' warmed-up corpse living in a pod with bug meat coming through a tube. That's the Noval Harari New World Order agenda, World Economic Agenda. Alex Stein is my guest. I want to ask him about Joe Biden's Trump hat on the other side of this break.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.